A Day in the City, written by Mark Ormerod. Tim, Claire, Kate and Phil are in Hyde Park, in the centre of London. Tim is reading a book about the city. Kate and Phil are eating sandwiches. Claire is writing a postcard to a friend.
This book says that the lake in Hyde Park is called the Serpentine.
Dear Liz, London is a great city. There are lots of interesting things to see and do. Today, we are in an enormous park. It's very sunny. See you soon. Love, Claire.
Suddenly, there are lots of photographers in the park. They are running very quickly.
Hey!
Sorry!
What's happening? Is there a famous person in the park?
Phil talks to two of the photographers.
The Prime Minister is planting a tree.
We're taking photographs for the newspapers.
Later, in the afternoon, the children look at the tree.
Look, here's a wallet.
Look inside. Is there a telephone number? You can call the owner on your mobile phone.
Tim looks in the wallet.
This wallet belongs to the Prime Minister.
No problem. We can take it to his house. Where does the Prime Minister live?
Tim looks for information about the Prime Minister's house in his guidebook.
This book says that the Prime Minister lives in a street in Westminster. It's a small street between Big Ben and Trafalgar Square.
Here it is.
Come on, we can go by bus.
Outside the Prime Minister's house, the children talk to two policemen.
I'm sorry, you can't go into the Prime Minister's house.
But we've got something for him.
The Prime Minister isn't at home this afternoon. He's watching the tennis final at Wimbledon.
No problem. Come on, everyone. Let's go to Wimbledon.
The children travel to Wimbledon on the underground.
This book says that Wimbledon is a very famous tennis club. It's got 28 grass courts. Every tennis player in the world wants to play in the final of the Wimbledon tournament.
At Wimbledon, outside Centre Court, the children speak to a very tall security guard.
I'm sorry. You can't see the Prime Minister. He's watching the tennis final. But you can give his wallet to me, and then I can give it to the Prime Minister.
No, I'm sorry. We can't give the wallet to you.
No problem. We can wait for the Prime Minister here.
The children wait outside Centre Court. They watch the tennis match on an enormous screen.
You again! What are you doing here?
I'm watching the tennis final.
The children eat strawberries and cream.
Mmm, delicious.
I love strawberries.
After 3 hours, the tennis match finishes and the Prime Minister leaves Centre Court. When Kate, Tim, Claire and Phil give the Prime Minister his wallet, the photographers take lots of photos.
My wallet! Thank you very much. Please come to my house for tea. My car is here.
Look this way, Prime Minister.
This way, please. Prime Minister.
The children travel to the Prime Minister's house in his car. They talk about their school, their families, and their friends. And the Prime Minister talks about his school, his family, and his friends.
Hello again.
The Prime Minister and the children continue their conversation at his house. They have tea and biscuits, and they talk about many different things.
Oh, interesting.
Claire and I take the photos for the magazine.
Oh, that's wonderful. And do you think you might go into the...
The next day, there are photos of Claire, Tim, Kate and Phil in all the newspapers.
The news. Four very honest children.
The Time. Children return the Prime Minister's wallet.
The World. Children have tea with the Prime Minister.
And a week later, when the children are back at school, they receive a letter from the Prime Minister.
May 2007. Dear Phil, Claire, Tim and Kate, I want to thank you again for returning my wallet. It was very kind and very honest of you. It was a pleasure to meet you. I was very interested to hear about the magazine you write at school. Please send me a copy. Best wishes, the Prime Minister.